from KQED.
Walking through a small backyard near San Francisco's Castro District, you come upon a strange sight. A thick line of bees visible in the air.
Because it's a nice day, the girls are kind of out playing around.
That's beekeeper Roger Meyer. He runs the Mint Hill apiary out of his back garden, and ironically, he's a little skittish around the hives because he's allergic to the stings.
They don't see you as a threat because this is the back of their hive. But as you can see, if you look up, you can see their flight path, and you can see where they all just kind of go in and out.
Bees are like nature's little delivery trucks, moving pollen from the male part of a flower, the stamen, over to the female part of a flower, the pistil. It's how plant seeds get fertilized. So if we want our world filled with flowers and fruit trees, Meyer says, we need bees.
They're incredibly beneficial to what's going on in our own microclimates. They're important for a lot of reasons. Mainly, they're the number one source of pollination within an urban area.
A national survey of the bee population recently found that American honeybees have declined by 30% in the past two decades. One of the big reasons for the decline is from a loss of habitat and food sources, and that's even greater in urban areas. This is the traditional way to bring more bees into an area with hives of honeybees. But there's a problem with that. For the past decade, honeybee hives have been destroyed by varroa mites. In the last year or so, a new ailment called colony collapse disorder has killed entire colonies of bees. On top of all that, in urban areas, it's really hard to keep beehives because the human population density is so high, and neighbors often get scared and complain, so hives have to be moved out of cities. The answer may come from this small field across the bay, an island of green and yellow, among miles of city blocks in Berkeley.
This is the way I usually do it.
Oh, that looks good.
I just dig them out like this.
At the Urban Bee Project in Berkeley, Gordon Franke is a professor of insect biology at UC Berkeley. He's working with a small team of graduate students to transform this island of dirt into an oasis for wild native bees.
In the city of Berkeley, we have approximately, we've already collected at least 82 species of bees. And, of course, if you add up all the bee species that we have in California, we have about 1,600 different species of bees that have been recorded.
Franke, head of the Urban Bee Project, explains that almost all of California's wild native bee species, such as bumblebees or squash bees, do not build hives. They live singly, sometimes nesting in tiny crevices of wood, and he says they can survive in an urban setting.
So there actually are bees all over the cities. You just don't see them all the time because they come and go and they look, many of them are small. And urban areas, even though they may you may think of buildings and pavement and parking lots and cars and all of that, there's a lot of wild things in urban environments.
Small numbers of these wild native bees, he says, are actually flying by us every day, crisscrossing the cities looking for food. And that's the key to dramatically increasing their numbers, because they could not only survive, but thrive if they could find enough food. And that, says Franke, is actually the easy part.
Basically, when you plant the right plants, the bees will come to these flowers.
The Urban Bee Project wants to get gardeners in urban areas to plant native bee-friendly plants in their backyards, poppies, salvia, coreopsis, to attract and feed bees. It's kind of a grassroots effort to bring back the native bee population. It's working with city projects, schools, and nurseries to get more bee-friendly plants into large and small gardens.
You can start poking your holes, Natalie. Yeah. There you go. 6 inches apart.
In the coastal town of Pacifica, south of San Francisco, about a dozen 4-H kids are digging and planting vegetable and flower beds back behind Lindemar Elementary School. 10-year-old Sarah Stice can tell you exactly why they're all here.
Yeah, because probably different kinds of bees, like different types of flowers. So they came to get the kind of flowers they liked and maybe try out some new ones.
The 4-H Club won first prize at the San Mateo County Fair last year for their bee garden, and they're determined to make it even better this year, and to learn about bees along the way, project leader Mona Urbina says.
These native bees have been here all the time. You know, they've been around all the time before the European bees came, and they were doing their job at that time, so maybe they can pick up the slack.
The Urban Bee Project is working with several other cities in California to build up native bee populations. It also has a website with a list of flowers bees love, and it hopes its work with plant wholesalers and nurseries will encourage home gardeners all around the city to establish bee-friendly yards, creating a kind of green necklace of gardens in the urban landscape, and setting up a long-term bee habitat in the big city. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.